Muhammad died in 632 after uniting the Arabic tribes under a new monotheistic creed, the religion of Islam, the final revelation, Muhammad is the final prophet of God. And propelled by this religious force, the Arabs, who had long served as auxiliaries in the armies of Byzantium and Persia, overran the Persian Empire and overran Syria, Egypt, and eventually North Africa. So that in the course of the 7th century, Byzantine power, that is the East Roman power, contracted to its capital at Constantinople, to Asia Minor, and to scattered possessions in southern Italy and Greece. And this became the heartland of this middle Byzantine state, this state that would control Asia Minor from the 7th until the 11th century. Now, during this period, Byzantine emperors were really on the defensive much of the time. They found their capital under siege by Arab armies. The caliphs, that is the successors of Muhammad, saw Constantinople, the new Rome, as one of the principal cities where the word of God should be proclaimed. This was an aim of Muslim armies for centuries, and it would eventually be realized by the Ottoman Sultan Mehmed II in 1453. So the Arab caliphs, first the Umayyad Caliphate, and then the caliphs of the Abbasid dynasty, made efforts to retake the imperial city. Twice in the 670s and again in 717, the city of Constantinople was under siege by Arabic armies. And it was saved due to those massive walls constructed by Theodosius, and also by the use of Greek fire, which was this sort of petroleum product which the Byzantine fleet had, and they would be able to squirt it out in these siphons and burn up any kind of opposing fleet. It's sort of the equivalent of napalm, and the sources speak of it as fire prepared with thunder and lightning. These were advantages that enabled the Byzantine emperors to thwart these attacks on their capital. More important, the Arab caliphate, was essentially a Middle Eastern state. It was in many ways the heir of those ancient Mesopotamian civilizations, the Assyrian Empire, the Akkadian Empire, even the Persian Empire. So there were the Arab power came to rest in the Tigris and Euphrates and Syria and in Egypt. Asia Minor was distant. That Taurus mountain range was quite forbidding. The Arab caliphs were content from the mid-7th century until the mid-9th century to hand over the raiding or the attacking of the Byzantine Empire to emirs, that is, local commanders, on the spot. They really didn't see any point in conquering Asia Minor and settling it. And part of it was simply distance. To launch an army from Damascus, or later farther east from Baghdad, into Asia Minor, or to move against Constantinople, involved well over a year advance. You had to have lots of preparations. You had to prepare in the first year. The second year, you'd have to make this long march across Asia Minor. You needed a fleet to support your army. The logistical requirements for a conquest of Asia Minor and Constantinople were really quite beyond the means of the Arab caliph. They just didn't see the profit in it. Second, if you got Asia Minor, the landscape wasn't particularly inviting to the Arabs, who preferred the cities of Syria, who preferred Egypt. Asia Minor, as I mentioned, is a forbidding climate. It is essentially part of Central Asia, at least the plateau, which is thrust into a Mediterranean peninsula. And so the Arabs never had any great desire to colonize that area. The most they did was set up military bases south of the Taurus Mountains in ancient Cilicia or on in Armenia, which they used as a means to raid into Byzantine Asia Minor. But none of these raids really amounted to a conquest. What it was an attempt to keep the Byzantine emperors off balance, to extort treaties and tribute from them. On a couple of occasions, you'd have a prestige campaign where the Arab caliph might march into Asia Minor to make a demonstration that he was at war against Rome, the infidel power. But on the whole, after the initial two generations of conquest, the Byzantine Empire was not a top priority for the conquest of the Muslim caliph. Byzantine emperors, on the other hand, didn't know this. And besides these logistical problems and the limited aims of the caliphs, the Byzantine emperors in Constantinople, the emperors of the Heraclian and the so-called Isaurian dynasties, and these were the families that ruled in the 7th and 8th century respectively, reorganized Asia Minor to meet these attacks.